Hi, this is Steve Blees and welcome to Sounds That Can Be Made, a rock podcast brought to you from the city and county of Bristol. This week, Fish is in town and it got me thinking, why don't we have a neo-prog special? So to start things off, here's some Fish era Marillion.
Mutilation. masturbation in the garden, bureaucratic worms. Minister, care for your children. Order them not into damnation to eliminate those who would trespass against you. For whose is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen. 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 Amen.
Halt! Hurt yourself!
Approach. Friend.
Seeing Marillion play that on the Fugazi tour back in 1984 at the Colston Hall, and Fish using his mic stand as a machine gun during that song. Also on the bill that night were another neo-prog band, one who I had been looking forward to seeing, but was rather disappointed with on the night. However, I did fall in love with this song.
Autumn leaves like a bell.
like a bird on a sea of foam. Birds are friends who could wish for.
That was Pendragon with The Black Knight off the 1985 album The Jewel. It did take me another 11 years to fall in love with Pendragon with the release of the Masquerade Overture, but you'd be pleased to know I got there eventually.
Thank you.
Released in 1984, that was Solstice with Earth Song off their album Silent Dance. Now, 1984 was a really good year for neo-prog albums, and it also saw the release of this.
We'll be right back. storms rage over the barren wastelands of the once fertile plains of Atlantis. And the seas crashed upon the shores, and the land crumbled upon itself. The vast dome, the only remaining structure on the dying continent, shuddered and sank slowly to the depths of the ocean.
That was Palace with Rise and Fall Parts 1 and 2 from their classic debut album, The Sentinel. Next up we have Quasar with Seeing Stars from their debut album, 1982's Fire in the Sky.
Oh,
You may have heard the sad news of the passing of Jeff Banks, one of Progzilla's DJs. In the early 80s, he was the editor of Kerrang and as such was responsible for opening my eyes to a number of neo-prog bands that I would never have heard of living in the wilds of Bristol. He also, for a period of time, managed these guys. So let's play this for Jeff.
Thank you.
That was IQ with Headlong off The Wake. Now, I must confess, I didn't really get into IQ until the Dark Matter album released a few years back, so I had to enroll the help of Sam Smith, the biggest IQ fan I know, to suggest a song to play tonight. Sam is also a huge fan of these guys, so to end the show this week, I'm going to dedicate this one to her. This is Twelfth Night with Creepshow. Enjoy.
Hard enough to show people around. Gentlemen, we come to the nerve center of the whole affair. As you will see, it is a mirror. To some, it is the mirror of dreams, where every passion, desire, and action flits through the still spaces behind its surface, tantalizing yet distant. Of these, many stand before us until death. To others, it is distorting, everything in it being warped and buckled by fear, yet perceived as reality. These will cringe before it, whimpering and immobile, though a few batter their skulls against the dull sheen, attempting to smash the horrors they believe are in the glass, or at least attain oblivion, whichever comes first. Some see just a mirror, whilst some see what at first appears to be their own image, which, however, moves them, saying,
"Come on, wake up! Who's running this show anyway? No, it's up to you. Use your free will. You decide, yes, you, you. Whether or not you're..."
Progzilla. Just when you think you've had too much prog, he gives you some more.